You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 245. This is an introduction to an interview with the devil. Thank you for tuning in. Today we begin a long series of episodes that will discuss many questions and answers that can be found in the book Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. This is going to be a fascinating discussion. To begin this deep conversation, I'm going to share a message that I gave to my lightworkers. We have monthly meetings, and after our meeting in July, Spirit told me to share this conversation with you. It has been edited, but it is a great way to introduce this fascinating topic. Before I let you tune into our meeting, I want to lay a quick foundation of what this discussion will cover as we dive into Napoleon Hill's work. You need to know that this book, Outwitting the Devil, gives us a glimpse into the personal awakening of Napoleon Hill. He had just gone through his dark night of the soul before learning how to make contact with this entity that he calls the devil. And we'll talk more about this process later. Before we dive in, know that we will be discussing this book in depth. There is so much to talk about, and I know this will help many people free themselves from the dark grip of negativity if they are ready to do the work. Please prepare yourself for this deep conversation and listen intently to the introduction. Please take notes if you feel led to do so. May this information bless you abundantly. And now, here is our class.
The interview with the devil. There's just so much here that we cannot dismiss this information. And the world needs to hear this. Napoleon Hill's book, Outwitting the Devil, you need a copy of this. I can't even begin to tell you. It's amazing. We are all living this. We are all living this. And as light workers, we're living it even more because we have chosen a path that the devil calls opposition to his darkness, to his negativity. And in choosing that path, we are a great minority on this planet. Now, this book was written. The manuscript was written in 1938, and it wasn't published until 2011. Napoleon Hill died in 1970, actually just about 2 weeks after I was born. And this information is profound. It's absolutely profound. It's undeniable. We are living this. And so to be able to read the book and to see that we are almost 100 years into the future of this book being written and how much we have actually lived of the things they're talking about makes it absolutely undeniable and even more profound. But again, the reason why we need to talk about these things is because we have lived through something so incredible, and we all talk about it constantly, and it has to do with the year 2020. And in the year 2020, we experienced a great trial. So what happened? What happened in 2020? This happened. This information that is being shared in this book, this is what happened. And so many people failed this test. They could not hold on to their light. They could not hold on to their path. I think the information is absolutely empowering for those who are on the path of light because you get to see into the mind of the devil. And let's talk about that, because so many people are afraid of that word, the devil, because it has so many connotations. But of course, we're looking at the 1930s. We're back in the day. You really have to time travel a little bit. You have to think about what was the mindset of the people in the United States of Napoleon Hill's age. Now, this is after the crash of the stock market, okay? The great crash. And Napoleon Hill lost everything after that. And he was going through some very tough times. And it tried him to his soul, because he was teaching these laws of success to people around the world in the 1920s. And then all of a sudden, the crash of the 1920s comes, the late 1920s, and he loses everything. And now he has to pretty much pull himself back, and he's tested severely on the principles that he was teaching all these years. And now he has to actually fall back and begin to use these principles himself in order to lift himself back up. So let's also talk about that time. We know that so many of the technologies that are starting to reemerge at this time, talking about frequency medicine, color, energy medicine, sound healing, these things were already in use and discovered in the 1800s. They're already being used. And in the early 1900s, something changed. They began to get rid of all of the natural healing schools and literally taking people out. Instead of health and well-being being the purpose, it began to be sickness, big money maker. The time, the people were very wise. You know, they had radio. Didn't have TV yet. It was just the radio, and the radio consumed a lot of people's minds and thoughts, but there was actually a time that the radio went off. Just like when we first got TVs, they went off at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, and then, you know, later on around midnight, it went off until 6 o'clock in the morning. But in that time, people were still reading. They really took the time to study and learn and want to grow, because they knew that knowledge was power. But there were also other things that were happening at that time. There were so many people beginning to channel spirits and receive messages. And there were seances were really big at that time as well. You were just starting to get into what's going on the other side. People were creating and inventing machines that allow you to communicate with the dead, with what we call the dead. And this technology was removed at some point. But you can actually go back and do research. And there's technology that was created in the 1800s, the early 1900s. And it really had to do with the same thing they were doing to create telephones. And it was just a little switch of frequency that allowed you to communicate with those who were crossed over. It was just like the telephone. And then all of a sudden, this technology disappeared as well. So Napoleon Hill was a great thinker. He was the one who gave us the laws of success. And from that lecture of the laws of success, he developed the book, Think and Grow Rich. And that book is one of the most sold books in the world. It's still being sold today, Think and Grow Rich. And so what we are told, that there were so many spiritual principles that Napoleon Hill wanted to teach people, but he was unable to teach them because it wasn't accepted in that time and day. If you went outside of the church, if you went outside of the accepted beliefs at that time, then you would be shunned. No one would listen to you. So he had to figure out a way to teach his principles, the laws of success, in a way that he brought them into a business mind but they could be applied to any part of your life. And he talked about that. But there were many things, very spiritual principles he was able to add to his books and his teaching. So this book, Outwitting the Devil, this manuscript, being written in 1938, his family, his wife was the number one person, which he talks about in the book, who was very much against him trying to get the book published because of the things it talks about. It is so profound that in that time and day, he may have even been murdered for writing this book, seriously, because it's outing their plans. It's outing everything. So even if you don't believe in the conspiracy theories of Jordan Maxwell and all the other people that tell about the secrets, David Icke, you know, the secret societies and so on and so forth, when we really go beyond that terminology, we really come to this information. It's the base of everything that we know today. It's the base and the foundation of everything we know today. So this interview, we were not told how Napoleon Hill went about communicating with the devil, that which he calls the devil, the negative aspect of energy. And in that time, of course, through religious conditioning, it's called the devil. So if you have an issue with that word devil, I'm asking you to get over it because we got to talk about this stuff. Now, when we talk about people losing the battle with their own inner darkness, because basically that's what the devil is. We're going to go into some of his exact quotes because it's outrageous. Some of the things that he says and how profound they are. But when we look at 1938, and then we fast forward to 2020, we see a great plan being put in action in 2020. And some people believed it was real and other people knew it was all contrived, like myself. And this book gives you a total background of the plan. Crazy, okay? Beyond what you can even imagine, really. So when we look at 2020, what happened to our light workers? We lost more than half of them because a great trial came to everybody on this planet. And for the light workers, it was even more profound, this trial, because you had to walk your talk. You say you're communicating with the angels. You say you're channeling Jesus. You say you're channeling Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, but you still fell for the okey-doke. You fell for the lie. So many people failed the test, okay? You had to walk your talk. You had to trust your inner voice, your inner guidance. Some people felt it was wrong automatically. Something's wrong. But then they allowed the outside energy, outside people to influence them into taking the shot, you know, doing whatever they had to do to keep their jobs or whatever. Wouldn't even stand up and fight. And the devil talks about this. The devil talks about this. The devil says there are two kinds of people on the planet. He separates them as drifters and non-drifters. And he calls the drifters his followers. And the non-drifters are with his opposition. They with the light. That's us. Okay. They're the ones who aren't influenced by other people. They're the ones who know how to listen to their inner guidance. They're the ones that don't allow fear to have them make decisions. They really follow the inner guidance, and they're led by their own inner light. Those are the non-drifters. But he says 98%, this is 1938 now. He says 98% of the people on the planet are his followers. This is why we got to talk about this, y'all, because we're in a ministry of light, okay? We're in a ministry of light, and this is deep, Okay. He says 98%, 1938, belonged to him. They were the drifters. They're the ones that's easily influenced by fear of loss, by fear of old age, of illness. He could control them through all these fears. We're going to get into that in a minute. But do you see how they use fear in 2020 to control people? And look how many people fell under that control quick, very quickly. Now in 2020, you had to stand up for what you say you believe in, even with your own family members. A lot of people fell to the side because they didn't want to have fights with their mates or their children. So they just went on and took the shots because they didn't want to fight. They just went on and followed the crowd. They became drifters. It was a test. And in the end, you really just had to follow what you believed in and follow your faith. You had to have faith. And so that was the test that so many people fail. How does the book Outwitting the Devil tie into everything that we've already been talking about for the last 4 years? The awakening that's happening on the planet, the sixth sun, the time of the sixth sun that came in 2021, the shadow work that we're so involved in. How does this book relate to all this stuff that we are now living? It's absolutely incredible how it relates and how you should feel amazing because so many have fallen for the tricks and the lies and the deception of the darkness that is within themselves. So Napoleon Hill says that he uncovered the secret code by which he can pick up the thoughts of the devil. He then demanded to this entity. Now, if you ask me, this wasn't a seance, but it could have been. It very well could have been. But it feels more like, to me, a hypnosis. That someone was in the state of hypnosis in the same way that we can tap into the higher self of the individual. The lower self was tapped into. The mind of the devil was tapped into. So just think about that. If we can tap into the higher self, call in the higher self of an individual, they were playing around with all of this stuff back in the 1920s and 1910 and 1930s. They were playing with all of this stuff. So what if he said, well, let's see about if we can tap into the lower self and get some answers from this darker side of humans, because this entity that is coming through must answer Napoleon Hill and must answer truthfully. And that happens under hypnosis. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing else he could have done, but I'm saying that that's what I feel. He doesn't tell how he tapped into this, because just think about it again. If he was going to have this book published in 1938, he couldn't tell that he was doing those sorts of things. They would have, you know, outcasted him. The book would have never been printed. So he kind of left that information out. But what's important, what's more important is the interview with the devil, is the question and answers. It's over 100 pages, over 100 pages of questions and answers in this book. In order for him to do this, he had to have developed himself to a very high level of frequency in order to demand the lower self to fall in obedience. Now, that's what we're working on with our shadow work, is to make the lower self an ally, our darkness, turn our darkness into an ally for us. Because we have to connect and combine our light and our darkness. But it's supposed to be an 80-20 mix or a 90-10 mix, not 80% dark, 20% light, but 80% light, 20% dark. And you should be moving to reduce that even more. Do you see? With each round of shadow, that's what we're doing. Until we find that perfect balance where the darkness is not in control of your life, is not guiding your footsteps. And that's what everybody on this planet, that's the journey that the sixth sun is bringing to humanity. And that's why the shadow work is so profound. Okay. So Napoleon Hill says that he uncovered the secret code. The secret code, y'all. Well, we're talking about codes, the codes of the Masonic groups, right? He discovered the secret code by which he can pick up the thoughts of the devil. He then demands the devil to give him direct and truthful answers. Now listen to this. The devil then demands that he speak to him with more respect. This is a conversation. And that's why I say this sounds like a hypnosis. And it could have been a seance, but it doesn't sound like a seance, because only under hypnosis does the person who's hypnotized have to answer. They have to answer, okay? But here, the devil demands that he be spoken to with more respect. And he said he wants to be addressed as Your Majesty, for Napoleon Hill to address him as Your Majesty. And Napoleon Hill says, by what right do you claim and demand such a royal and noble title as Your Majesty? And the devil then replies that it is known that he rules 98% of the world, of the people on the planet. And he said that entitles him to be addressed as royalty. Now think about that. Who also goes under the title Your Majesty? The dark ones, the leaders. They go by the title Your Majesty. So isn't that interesting that the devil wanted to be addressed that way? Very interesting to me. Okay, so then he'll ask him to first describe where he lives and his appearance, because the devil had a problem with people believing, first of all, that he was red, had horns and a tail, and that sort of thing. He said, all of this stuff has been contrived for you. He says, I don't have a body. I am pure negative energy. This is very interesting, his answers. He said a body, a physical body, would handicap him. He doesn't want to be earthbound. He's not bound by time, space, or any of this stuff that humans in human form can be bound by if they don't know of their own spiritual power and nature. He goes on to say that he consists of negative energy and he lives in the mind of people, and especially people who fear him. Okay. He says he is the negative part of every atom and unit of mental and physical energy, and that his opposition is the other half. Now think about that. Think about that deeply. Because everything in this universe that we're in is a dual universe. Okay, you have light and dark. We have negative and positive. And this is why your pendulums work the way they do. And this is why your dowsing rods work the way they do. They're picking up on positive energy or negative energy. Okay, and when someone is under the influence of their darkness, living in that role every day, they're spinning to the left. When you use your rods to see what is their energy, they're spinning to the left. And most people are spinning to the left on this planet. It takes energy to spin to the right. Why? Why does it take so much more energy to spin to the right? Because you're going against the dominant energy on the planet. But when you increase your energy spinning to the right, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And what does it do? It begins to pull other people to the right spin. And that's what begins to happen in people's families. You start seeing it. When you work on your own energy, you start seeing a change in the people around you. Doesn't necessarily have to be your children, your spouse, but it could be your coworkers, friends, people who are ready to begin the spin. Your positive energy is more powerful. You are more powerful. Check out the podcast on the 7 levels of power. Listen to that again, because you need to really always be conscious of your level of power. Where are you coming from? Remember that those that are in fear are the second level. They live out of fear. That's the second level of power. And the first level was the gutter level, no power at all. So those people completely possessed by the devil, okay, on the first level. And again, this term is used through our religious conditioning, but it really is a perfect term because it represents the darkness within people, okay? So he says that he's half of every atom. He's a negative energy. And then he says he is the one who controls your negative thoughts. He gives you those negative thoughts. And the opposition, which is what you call God, gives you positive thoughts. Okay? So we all can relate to this. Now let me go on here and then I'm going to interrupt. Then he'll ask, how does the devil gain control of the minds of people? The answer is, he merely moves into the unused space of the human brain. What is a saying that the old folks would say? An idle mind is the devil's workshop. If you're not busy doing some good in life, in what your daily routines are, then you're leaving space for darkness to move in. And today, there's so many distractions. We have all this internet, social media. The news is on 24 hours a day. And there's 100 different channels of news, if not more. Okay? So he says that he moves into the unused space of the human brain. And he begins to sow seeds of negative thinking. And that is the only way he can take control of that space. That you must think negatively. Now, what have I found in all these years doing healings, working with people, that people who are sick think negative all the time? It's habitual. The devil talks about once he sows the seeds of negative thinking, he begins to give you negative habits to reinforce your negative thinking. And this is what people do. They're habitual negative thinkers. And when they speak, you hear it because they're speaking negative. And so this is the energy of darkness. This is real. This is an entity. It's energy. It is a consciousness that goes along with this darkness that is inside each and every person on this planet. But what side are you feeding? That's what you need to be conscious of, because he's telling you that he moves into the unused part of your mind. And so when we're working on our internal light meditation, what are we doing? We're constantly reinforcing the light that is within our minds, our bodies, our spirits. We are coming in and consciously putting it there, holding the light in every part of us, bringing it out into our auric field. And we have to consciously keep doing that because the dominant energy on this planet is darkness. So as soon as you stop doing your internal light meditation, you are giving space and room for darkness to move in, a negative thought, fear to pop up for something. Do you see what I'm saying? And you feel more powerful. You feel stronger when you're doing your internal light. And then you reinforce it with your shadow work. And I'm telling you, the shadow work takes time, takes commitment. But I'm going to tell you, you want to be doing it, right? You want to be doing it. Okay, so we're going to go on. Now, Hill wants to know about some of the clever tricks and devices that are used to gain control of people. Because we all want to know, how do people we know get tricked into? How did all those light workers get tricked into getting off the path of light but they still think. He said one of his cleverest tricks is having you on the path of darkness, but making you believe that you're on a path of light. All right, listen. I'm telling you, this is so deep. So Hill wants to know, what are some of your tricks and devices that you use to gain control of people? The devil replies that the cleverest device he employs is fear. And we all know that, right? How powerful fear is. And look how fearful people have become, especially since 2020, right? This is used for mind control, he says. Fear is used for mind control. Again, confirming and reconfirming everything we've been talking about. He says the seed of fear will germinate and grow through use. Through use will germinate and grow through use. So constant reinforcement of fear. The news, social media, whatever you open, you go in the store, people got masks on. This is what we had gone through in 2020. Is this extreme fear, level of fear. It was to gain control of people's minds, mind control, okay? And then he says that as long as he can keep people in a state of fear, fear is effective in creating more fears. So you start creating fear of one thing, and then you go into the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And we saw that. We saw that. So he says, these are the six most effective fears that he uses to gain control of people. He says the fear of poverty, the fear of criticism, the fear of ill health, the fear of loss of love, the fear of old age, and the fear of death. I'm going to read it again. These are the six most effective fears to gain control of people. The fear of poverty, the fear of criticism, the fear of ill health, the fear of loss of love, the fear of old age, and the fear of death. Now I ask you, how many of those fears were used in 2020? All of them. The fear of poverty. What did they do? Shut down businesses. People couldn't go to work. Fear of poverty. People's businesses had to close. Remember? Crazy. The craziest time on this planet. Honest to God. Fear of poverty. Okay? If you don't take the shot, that was going to be their thing. If you don't do this, you can't come out the house. You can't go back to work. Remember, you couldn't go back to work. They were trying to force people to take the shot. You couldn't go back to church. All these different things. Fear of criticism. Fear of criticism. People took the shot because they didn't want to be criticized. They use social media to reinforce the fear of criticism. Then within your own family, you had to fight with people. So if you had the fear of criticism, you went on and just bowed to the devil. And didn't even realize that's what you were doing. That's what you were doing. The fear of ill health. That was the pinnacle of 2020. The fear of COVID, so-called COVID, right? Coronavirus, they changed the name 3 or 4 times and then came up with COVID. Certificate of Vaccination ID, acronym, right? Ill health. The fear of loss of love. People's marriages fell apart in 2020. People stopped talking to their own children. Children stopped talking to their parents. People were separated. Loss of love. If you don't do this, we're never going to talk to you. If you don't do this, you're not going to see your grandchildren again. If you don't do this, you'll never see your mother again. Fear of old age. The people that were in nursing homes, old age, you were afraid. Because you were stuck in a nursing home because you were old. And again, they were saying people who were over a certain age, old age, were the ones that were getting sick and they were at most risk. Remember? Fear of old age, fear of death, ultimate fear. That was 2020, the fear of death. everybody is going to die if you don't do this. This is what they used. They used all six of his most powerful tools for gaining mind control. So if this isn't more confirmation of the fact that the devil was trying to take over this planet through his servants, then there is nothing else we have to talk about for real. Now, the last question that I want to share tonight was Napoleon Hill said, why does the devil work so hard to gain control of people's minds? Why are you doing all these things? What's the ultimate goal? Why do you use these six spheres? Why did they bring all the guns out in 2020? Because we know, number one, 2021, the sixth sun came in and it was over with for their plan. If they didn't gain control of this planet in 2020, full control, it was over with for them. Literally, it was over. And they knew that. They knew that. They knew the prophecies. They knew the time we were living in. Even though millions and billions of people on this planet have no idea about the sixth sun, they knew it. And they knew they had to bring all the guns out in full force, and they did it. But the devil says that he takes control of people's mind. He works so hard to gain control of people's mind because he wants their power. He wants full control of their bodies. Because if he has full control of their bodies while they are incarnated, he can live through them. And in doing that, his ultimate goal is domination of the planet, full control of the earth, of which he said he'd been working on for thousands of years with many of his followers. So this is not even the tip of the iceberg. It's not even the tip of the iceberg of this book. So I just wanted to bring that small amount of information to you to spark your interest. Get your book, get the book on tape. You need to listen to this. You need this because, first of all, you are in a small majority or minority, I should say. The majority of people on this planet are on the other side, are filled with darkness. And if you want to understand everything we've been talking about, everything Spirit has been teaching us since I started that podcast, but this information Spirit has been giving us, literally. But I cannot believe the episodes that we had, especially in the first 100 episodes that literally are in this book. I mean, like, literally, the conversations the Spirit gave us. And what was the message the Spirit constantly gave us is to release negativity, release fear, let go of the fears, overcome your fears, and release negativity. And those are the tools of the dark ones. And the master of darkness is confessing this. But if you are here and you're still here, it means that you're in the small minority of light workers, of true light workers on this planet. And you must continue to work to gain more control of your body, mind, spirit, to bring more light into your being, and then to continue to teach others how to do the same if they're ready. You're here to help heal and bring humanity to a higher frequency, higher vibration, those who are ready to make this shift. But we're seeing that we're in the beginning of all of this. This is the beginning of the shift of moving from darkness into light, literally, physically, mentally, spiritually, on every level. You are the seeds. You are literally the seeds of light being planted in a dark earth. And as Spirit said that, those who complete four rounds of your shadow work, you then are able to receive the codes that were released at the eclipse. You're able to receive those codes from those who are carrying them. And as the codes are downloaded to you, your physical being will shift. You will go through those physical changes in your body. You're going to go through something. So when you start going through these physical changes in your body, don't complain. Celebrate. Celebrate, because you are literally going through a transformation process. You are becoming more light than darkness. And as you shift, as your body becomes literally physically lighter, because darkness is dense and heavy, you feel it. Your appetite changes. The foods you want change. The things you want to listen to, the music, the people you want to be around, it all changes. And see, that's part of the path of moving into the light. And that's also part of your test, because some of the people that you care about won't be moving with you. But we cannot allow any of that to discourage our walk, because I know personally, I'm here to do what I'm here to do. What we have in our favor is the fact that it's no longer their time. Their time is up. It's the sixth sun. It's a new earth. It's a new time. But guess what? We need people to carry the frequency and the vibration of new earth. And that's us. We're the seeds. We're the seeds of light. So thank you once again. I can't say how much I love you guys. I respect you. I honor you. And I'm so grateful that you are still strong enough and empowered enough to be in the numbers of those carrying the light. I love you, and I leave you in the light of the infinite creator. Thank you. Have a beautiful week.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.